Welcome to the Coaching Lab podcast. I'm head coach Matt Dennis, and today we're going to be talking about utilizing your assistant coaches. I'll give you four quick and easy ways to make sure that you're getting the absolute most out of your assistant coach. Welcome to the Coaching Lab podcast, where basketball coaches build more success in less time by increasing their ability to teach, lead, and coach the players on their team and in their program. For most of us, we started out as assistant coaches, so we kind of have a feel for what it's like to be an assistant. But have we given really any thought to how to best utilize an assistant coach, how to best maximize whatever skills and whatever knowledge they have to bring that to life in our practices to make our teams better? Well, that's what we want to kind of take a look at today, is how do we utilize our assistant coaches the best way possible in practices and in games? So I'm going to give you four quick ways that you can do this. And I know you'll pull something out. You can take it to practice tomorrow and you can use it and make your practice that much better and make your assistant coach that much more effective. Now, going back to what I originally said, where a lot of us started out as assistant coaches, have you ever been the assistant coach that stands there and just waits to be given an order or a directive? And you're fully capable, but you're just waiting for the head coach to tell you what to do? I've been in that situation and it can be really boring. I mean, you stand there most of practice, you don't know exactly when you're supposed to talk, when you're supposed to do something, so you just are there. And you just sometimes wonder, am I here for a reason or not? And then all of a sudden you get something to do, a directive to go, you know, work with players or to watch a certain part of practice, and you feel like, okay, I'm useful, I'm helping the coach out here. We don't want our assistant coaches feeling that way. How about being the assistant coach who knows that there's kind of a plan and knows you're going to be utilized in practice, but you're never really communicated with to know what the plan is? You're just kind of always on the edge of whatever it is that's going on, and you're just waiting to see where the coach, what's the next thing in line? How can I help, you know, set it up if I don't know what it is? Or how can I help coach these players if I'm not sure what the goal is that we're trying to accomplish in this drill or in this scrimmage? I've been in that situation as well, where you want to be useful and you want to interject, but you don't see the big picture of things because there wasn't a plan laid out for you. There was no communication there. Now, these things don't have to take a lot of time away from the head coach, but they are things that the head coach needs to be involved with in order to make sure your assistants feel comfortable and know exactly what they're doing. If you've been lucky enough to have a head coach who keeps you in the loop, who allows you to know exactly what's going on and when you're going to be used and what you're emphasizing, then you probably do a lot of those things with your assistant coaches already. Now, if you're somebody who's saying, I want an assistant coach, I know that I could use an assistant coach, I just haven't had the luxury of having one yet, but this year I've got one. This year, you know, I've got somebody, I need to know what to do with them. I've actually had a coach say that to me a couple weeks ago, saying, this is my first year where I've had an assistant coach, it's always just been me. And that takes some adjusting as well when you're used to doing things by yourself. So all of these different angles here lead us up to, what are these four key things? Well, let's get to it. Number one is, you want to give your assistant coach a voice. If they have an idea in practice, let them be the ones to bring that up to the players. If they have a key point or they're noticing something and they bring it to your attention, it's great that the head coach can point things out. But when your assistant coach has the voice to do it, I think that can be really powerful. So you might stop practice and say, Coach so-and-so just brought up a great point. I want him to share with you real quick. That allows the players to know that you value the opinion of the assistant coach. So when they come out of a game and the assistant coach has something to say to them, you valued that assistant coach in practice, so you must value what they're going to say in a game. You also know that they're going to be giving feedback to players and they're going to be doing things in your way because they communicated it to you first and then you allowed them to have the floor. And as they do this, this will become something you, both of you will be more and more comfortable with. Now, it is important for you to have conversations with your assistant coach before you allow them to have too much of a voice. And here's what I mean by that. When I was coaching at the community college level, I was fortunate enough to have three assistant coaches. I wanted to scrimmage one day, so I split the teams up and I gave two of the assistant coaches teams and I had one be the referee. I was going to step back and I was going to evaluate and kind of watch the scrimmage as it unfolded. Well, the referee assistant coach did as well as an assistant coach can do refereeing. You know, made some good calls, made some bad calls, no big deal. One assistant coach did a fine job coaching his team, and then the other assistant coach, the third assistant coach, he kind of changed the way that we had done things and the way that we had emphasized things when he became the head coach in this scrimmage. He got extremely, I guess excited is probably the right word. It became negative towards players. I think he thought he would be motivating them, but it really became a negative thing. The players didn't know how to respond to him. He just became a different person. And I don't know if it's the power of having your own team that does that, or if it was just he was a young coach and just wasn't ready for that, but I didn't give him any guidelines. So as I saw this, we didn't scrimmage as long as I was hoping to because I stopped things early. And then we had a conversation after practice. I didn't call anybody out in practice. I didn't get mad at anybody. I just let them know that you have to be the same. The same way that you are in our drills and in the different skills that we're working on in our locker room, in our video room. I mean, you act one way, and then when you become the head coach, you acted a completely different way. And the players, you could tell from their faces, they were confused. That was on me as much as him because I didn't give him any groundwork. I didn't give him any kind of rules or expectations. And they didn't have to be a lot, but just a simple conversation would have been good. So I encourage you to have a conversation with your coach before you have them start, you know, directing things with players, before you have them start taking over parts of practice. Let them know what the expectation is for them. You want to run 5 minutes of this drill. You want them to interject when they see something that's not going correct, or they see that the effort isn't there, the attitude is bad. They can feel free to pull a player aside just to kind of, you know, encourage them to get back in the game and to get refocused. But when you start to coach them in these conversations, they'll know exactly what you want. And over time, those conversations will be less and less, and they'll be able to just kind of hop in because they get used to you, the players, the system, and what's going on. But giving them a voice is huge because your players need to know that you value the assistant coach's voice and their opinion. And when they know that, they will also, in turn, value the voice and the opinion of the assistant coach. Number two, give the assistant coach responsibility. Ask them to run a particular part of practice. Ask them to coach a team, as I just had explained. Maybe it needs a little pre-practice conversation, but give them responsibility. Have them watch turnovers. Have them work with a particular player on their shot, or if a player missed practice because they were sick and they need to run over some things that were new, have them do that with them. But give them responsibility so that they know what's going on and they can, you know, feel like they're really helping the program and helping the team. Number three, this one seems kind of simple, but I've had coached time after time that makes a lot of sense. And it's give them a ball. Give your assistant coach a ball. The reason you want them to have a ball is because you don't want to have a player chasing down a loose ball. You don't want to have them running to the other end of the court because there was a kickball or there was a pass that went out of bounds. If they've got a ball right there, they can toss it in. The drill or the scrimmage, whatever you're working on, can just continue to go. You'll be amazed at how much of the intensity, how much of the focus your players keep when you can keep them right on task by having that ball thrown in. Just a matter of running down the other end of the floor and coming back, players start to chit-chat, they start to, you know, lose the focus and the intensity they had before. Keep it high by having an assistant have a ball ready to be tossed in. Number four is keep them informed. If you have a practice plan, make a copy for them. If you're going to make an adjustment or change a starting lineup, anything that you are thinking, make sure that you communicate that with them as early as possible. That way, when they're in practice, they know what's coming their way. I can remember as an assistant coach having our coach make decisions about things and almost look like I was incorrect or I was doing something wrong, when really I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was doing it the way that we had done it before. But the head coach had decided that he was going to change it. And with that change meant that he had to stop me from the way I was coaching a particular drill or going over something and tell the players how he wanted it done. Now, none of it was ever super negative, but I can remember thinking, man, if you told me before, I would have done that. So keeping your assistant coaches informed with either a practice plan, a pre-meeting conversation, a post-practice conversation. My coaches and I use text message quite a bit. It's easy to go back and forth with each other about certain things, but we try to keep everybody in the loop as much as possible. Now, those are the four key things. If you can give them a voice, give them responsibility, give them a ball, and keep the assistant coach informed, you're going to find that that assistant coach is really going to buy into you and your program. If I could add one more thing, so this is kind of a plus one here on this, so this would be the fifth thing, is get to know your assistant coach so you know where they hope to go. My assistant coaches, when I was at the community college level, were aspiring head coaches. They wanted to either have a head varsity job, they wanted to get into college coaching, some became grad assistants, but they aspired to move on from where they were at the community college level, and that's great. The more responsibility and the better I could kind of build them and train them as coaches, I felt the better off that they would be in terms of getting a job and having success at that next job. Currently, my dad is my assistant coach, and he isn't looking to move on in the ranks of coaching or to take over his own program. He checks three boxes by helping me. One, he enjoys spending time with me and I enjoy spending time with him. Secondly, he enjoys seeing my kids at practices and at games. And third, he enjoys basketball. So he's got all three of these things in one place. This doesn't make him any worse or any better than any other assistant coach. It's just I know where he's at in coaching, and I know what he brings to the table in his experience. So I can give him a little more freely. I can give him a voice and responsibilities and keep him informed on things just because we communicate so well from knowing each other. Other times when I've had assistant coaches who weren't, you know, related to me or were younger, then it was a little bit more of a concerted effort in making sure that I had conversations or we held some meetings or went over things a little bit more thoroughly, because I didn't know exactly where they were coming from, what their background was, and how they played in high school or who they coached underneath. I didn't have a good feel for all of that. So getting to know your assistant coaches is huge, but when you get to know them, then you know how much responsibility they can handle. You know what you can ask them to do. You know where they want to go and how you can help them get there. And I think that's extremely important. It shows that you buy into them and they'll buy into you. And no matter what age they are or experience level they are, once you start to get that where you have a mutual respect between each other, then that relationship of assistant coach to head coach becomes that much better. But your team start to recognize that, and the respect level that your team has for both the assistant and the head coach is raised. And I think that helps the team become more successful. So, coaches, I hope that you enjoyed really these five things that I gave you. You can take something, use it in practice tomorrow to make your team and your assistant coach that much better.
Coach, if you've enjoyed the Coaching Lab podcast, I encourage you to go give us a 5-star rating and even leave us a review. I'd greatly appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to today's episode, Coach. If you'd like more great coaching content, I encourage you to check out the Coaching Lab at coachmattdennis.com. You'll find everything you need to have more success in less time.